The people of the Gold Coast had had their own assembly under the British, but not independence. In 1957, they became the first black Africans to get complete freedom. Leaders from east and west came to Accra to see the handover. Vice President Nixon represented the United States. He arrived with a delegation that included civil rights leader Martin Luther King.
A new order is coming into being, and an old order is passing away. It seems to me that this is fit testimony to the fact that eventually the forces of justice triumph in the universe, and somehow the universe itself is on the side of freedom and justice.
The British were proud of the peaceful nature of the transfer.
For Dr. Nkrumah, main architect of Ghana's independence, this is a day of fulfillment. The longing to be free, the need to be free, these are part of the rightful heritage of man, a heritage denied to colonial Africa until now.
The Gold Coast was renamed Ghana, with a parliamentary system modeled on Westminster. Committing themselves to civil rights, the new government put up a huge commemorative arch.
Here, but a handful of years ago, men laid down their lives for a cause that was not yet won. For freedom. For justice.
Kamla Bedema had been with Nkrumah from the start. Now he shared the glory.
And in the subdued light, we mounted the platform and were all ready when the lights all went on at 12:05. With me standing on the right hand of side of Nkrumah, everybody was happy. The cheering probably is still resounding, but we don't hear it.
At long last, the battle has ended. Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever. From now on, there is a new African in the world. That new African is ready to fight his own battle and show that, after all, the black man is capable of managing his own affairs. I want you all, those who have hats on, to take off your hats and let the band play our national anthem. And from now on, that national anthem is the national anthem of the Gogo, to be played on all occasions.
The song of the night was called Freedom High Life, written by E.T. Mensa, the king of African high life music.
Ghana, land of freedom. Ghana, land of freedom. Toils of the brave and the sweat of the labor. Toils of the brave which have brought results. Toils of the brave and the sweat of the labor, toils of the brave which have brought results.
It's very great that day at the Independence Square. People are dancing, singing. They love the music and the song.
The song really symbolizes the saying of Kwame Nkrumah, at long last, the battle is ended.
Because we have freedom. we have our freedom.
Ghana, we now have freedom. Ghana.
Already being hailed as the father of African nationalism, Nkrumah gave funds to other nationalist movements and preached the message across the continent.
This mid-20th century is Africa's. This decade is the decade of African independence. Forward then to independence. To independence now. Tomorrow, the United States of Africa.